We're getting a read on tax collections and our state's purse strings ahead of tax season with the state revenue secretary on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First, though, let's check in on our year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Noah Ovshinsky. Hi there, Noah.
Hey, good morning, Kate. Good to be here.
Good morning. And we are here to say that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener supported, and your gift now will ensure the programs you rely on have a strong start in 2022. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kate, last hour we heard from 5 donors. Thank you to everyone who gave. Truly, we do appreciate. Though we do have another goal this hour, and that goal is 20 gifts. And of course, these goals, these hourly goals, help us stay on track over the course of a pledge drive. And now is your turn to step up here in the waning hours of our pledge drive to help us make our goals.
Yes,
now is the time to show your support.
Let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time. It starts with yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This might sound a little bit like bragging, but it is true. Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality. That's why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR, that quality is possible thanks to you.
Indeed it is. Your contribution makes the morning show possible. It makes so many other programs as well. And when you give, you're part of that quality you hear every day on WPR. So make a difference now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we hear from a lot of first-time donors who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college, or people who turn 30 and realize, well, you know, Kate, you and I wouldn't know about that. But, you know, at 30, you think, oh, I've grown up now. It's time to give to WPR.
Giving money to something you believe in, a service you rely on, is a great way to commemorate a new phase of life. And we encourage it. Many first-time donors give, say, $10 or $20 a month, but you choose the amount that's right for you. And then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today, you have a chance to win an Etsy gift card when you donate any amount for the WPR programs you love. Find unique gifts to finish up your holiday shopping or custom pieces to spruce up your home with a $250 shopping spree on Etsy.com. You'll have 5 chances to win. No contribution is necessary. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Etsy Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
Yes, do you have all that? Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Noah Ovshinsky. Your support during this year-end member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible each day. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
That's right. Giving to WPR is easy, we promise. All it takes is just a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say, oh, $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you again and again every day in the form of engaging programs, engaging conversations like the morning show. So show your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
And we are looking to get 18 more gifts in the hour here with 50 minutes left to go. You can start a tradition this year. You can make a gift for the programs you've enjoyed in 2021 and that you'll rely on next year. Your gift makes it all possible at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting programs you love, you're entered into that exciting drawing. Five lucky people will win $250 to spend on Etsy, Etsy.com. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustainers, we got your back. Those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
Patricia in Stevens Point says, it's how I begin my day every day. Thank you, Patricia, for your pledge of support. You can join her right now with your pledge at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. And thanks so much.
Now to state tax collections to get a read on economic activity in our state, we turn to the Department of Revenue. The latest general purpose revenue tax collections report published last month show double-digit year-over-year growth in certain tax collection areas. But it said individual income tax collections will slow and eventually turn negative next year. What questions do you have for the Revenue Department about tax collections? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Peter Barca, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Secretary Barca, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, terrific to be with you, Kate. Thank you so much. Appreciate your interest.
Well, bring us up to present day, if you will, because in the summer we learned about the unprecedented tax collections that Wisconsin would take in $4.4 billion more than what was previously estimated in tax revenue by mid-2023. What is that picture like now?
Well, tax collections are going exceedingly well, and that's because the economy is doing so well in Wisconsin. We're just so pleased that, you know, our Badger bounce back better, that Governor Evers worked so hard to try to put together, is going very vibrantly. I mean, we're back to pre-pandemic levels in terms of employment in the manufacturing sector, and we're probably 6 months to a year away from virtually every other sector catching up to pre-pandemic levels as well. So it's been just terrific. I think that so much of it is, you know, obviously the federal government played a big role with stimulus dollars, and you know, the Evers administration really put a focus on, other than using money for public health and vaccinations and testing, most of the money has gone back to small businesses and the Wisconsin Farm Support Program, which just ended on Monday for round two, and lodging grants and restaurant grants, things of that sort. So we've distributed about $700 million between all the various grants that have gone on. And so I think that's made a difference.
So economy cooking, is there any one sector, you're mentioning quite a bit on businesses here, what do corporate tax collections look like?
They've been extremely strong. We've been very pleased to see that growth. The fiscal estimate for corporate taxes was set for June at $2.3 billion, and we're at $2.56 billion. So we're way above forecast. We're about $230 million ahead of where we expected to be. So you can tell it's just one more indication just of how strong the economy is coming back. And that, combined with sales taxes, which our economists at the Department of Revenue tell us are the best barometer for where the economy is going, are also extremely positive.
There is an income tax cut in the new biennial budget, reducing the tax rate for the second highest income bracket from 6.27% to 5.3%. What is that expected to do to tax collections, and when do you see those revenue declines kicking in?
Well, beginning January 1st, the governor had asked us, and by my authority as secretary, we reduced the withholding tables, meaning that beginning January 1st, people see more money in their paychecks. Now, of course, it's an individual decision. People can change it, but most people just go with the standard withholding table. So that means that, the workers of Wisconsin will see, really $2 billion in individual income tax relief over the course of the biennium, which is huge, of course. And as you indicated, that lowered the second rate. As part of the marketplace bill that we passed, that lowered the first rate. So together, you have 2.4 million filers of the 3 million filers that will be receiving tax relief over the course of this next biennium. So that, of course, helps to stimulate the economy, because as people have more money in their pockets, they go out and buy, goods and services for for their children, their families, and fix up their homes and help small businesses in Wisconsin to increase their revenues.
I want to address criticisms of shared revenue between the state and cities, state and local governments. The head of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce said at a panel discussion this week, quoted in the Journal Sentinel, that over the past decade, the state has broken its commitment to share revenue it collects from growth of sales and income taxes generated here. What is your take on this local sentiment?
Well, we agree with that sentiment of the Department of Revenue, as does Governor Reivers. Governor Reivers has proposed increases in shared revenue in each of the budgets that he's put forward. He also provided for, if the people of a community voted for it, to have a local option sales tax. But unfortunately, the legislature has not passed any of those measures whatsoever. So it's true, it's been about 15 years since shared revenue has increased, and that's unacceptable. I think it is a huge problem, and I think it's very difficult for our municipal leaders, whether they be mayors or, you know, village presidents or town chairmen and all the people that serve on those boards, to be able to make ends meet. So I would have to agree completely with that sentiment, quite frankly.
We have Revenue Secretary Peter Barca, who is with us on state tax collections, the financial position of our state headed into tax season. Did you utilize the state tax filing date extension last year? Do you think it should be offered again? What thoughts or questions do you have about how the state is allocating federal pandemic aid? 800-642-1234. Conversation right here. We'll continue this ahead on the Ideas Network. We're discussing revenue collections in our state and what it means for Wisconsin's fiscal health and economic activity. We have the Revenue Secretary on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's move to our year-end membership drive at WPR. I'm here with Noah Oshinsky. And, you know, you set your favorite programs up for success in 2022 with your gift during this year-end member drive. Maybe you've already given this year, or you make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer. Make a special year-end gift for the programs you rely on all year long. Takes just a few minutes on this Friday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kate, with just about, 41 minutes left in the hour, we have got 16 more gifts we'd like to get in the door by 8 o'clock. This is where you come in. Now is your time to pledge your support. And thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Simply put, your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
You know, you share every weekday morning with this program, and your morning wouldn't be the same without interesting guests talking about a wide variety of topics. The last segment being a great example. Right here on the Ideas Network is here when your alarm clock wakes you up, or maybe while you share your breakfast in the kitchen with us, or drive to work with us. No matter how and where you listen to us, it's your support that makes these morning conversations possible. So please give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And support the programs you count on. Become a sustainer, making ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or credit card.
And month after month, you'll be supporting the programs you love, and that will feel great. So pick an amount that works for you, any amount really, maybe $10 a month, $20 a month, and become a sustainer right now. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Since 2010, WPR members have provided more than 400,000 meals to people facing hunger in Wisconsin. This drive, Alliant Energy will match up to 12,500 meals. Join in now. Ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts. With your donation of $10 or $20 a month, it will go twice as far in providing hunger relief to the people in your community. Here's how to give.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Noah Ovchinsky. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio, it keeps all the programs you appreciate going strong. And whether your contribution is set at $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on each and every gift.
Indeed. And speaking of gifts, Kate, we are looking to get 16 more here in the door by the end of the hour. Now is the time to make that gift. Don't wait. We always ask you to give the amount that's right for you. And if it's helpful to use a formula, look at it this way. Say you hear three things a day that you're already glad you heard. And if you paid a dime for each one of those, that would work out to $10 a month. If that math adds up for you, you can make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for those 16 more gifts this hour, your gift today, be one of those at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And feel good, ensuring a bright future for the programs you rely on.
And you can choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month. This is a really cool program. Alliant Energy is partnering with us, and they'll match every meal raised through the food bank thank you gift, up to $5,000 worth of meals. You can ask for your food bank gift and get it matched at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to Nick and Baraboo, who says WPR has great informative programs and news. Thank you. No, thank you, Nick. And Israel in Middleton says WPR is excellent journalism overall. WPR is listener supported. That means your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org. And thank you for your support. Now to tax collections in Wisconsin and a check-in with our state's Revenue Secretary, Peter Barca. As the year comes to a close, the Urban Institute studies nationwide trends in tax collection, and state and local governments are seeing double-digit growth in state government tax revenues, so not just a Wisconsin phenomenon. How is the pandemic affecting taxes? What questions do you have for the secretary? Let's talk about it. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Revenue Secretary Peter Barca stays with us. Secretary Barca, we just got off of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, two of the biggest shopping days of the year, as you know. How much of the state's expected tax revenues are from online sales currently?
Well, online sales have been exploding. In fact, as I listened to your point, Kate, about how the pandemic affected us, I think it's affected, you know, brick and mortar retailers to some degree, although, you know, obviously we had a very positive Black Friday, and sales are doing extremely well all across the board. But for sales taxes that come in from Marketplace, they're growing at more than 20% year over year, where it's more 12% when you look at it across the spectrum in terms of sales tax collection. So that tells us that people are still nervous, especially now with the new variants, as you reported at the top of the hour. So not as many people are going to the brick and mortar stores. And, you know, we'd like to see more of that, frankly, because we know that it's small businesses and that help support the local community in such a strong way, you know, whether it's for the Girl Scouts or Little Leagues or all the other civic causes that exist. So that's why those sort of small business Saturdays are so important. But overall, sales tax collections are doing extremely well. And our economists, the Department of Revenue, Kate, they tell us that that's the best barometer of where the economy is going. So it's looking extremely positive overall.
I'm just curious, since 2018 and the Wayfair decision and out-of-state retailers having to put in those share of taxes, how much auditing is going on there, and how much are you ensuring this is being done?
Well, we do audit that very carefully, and the Legislative Audit Bureau also assists us in that effort, and that they do an audit as well. So we think there's been very strong compliance overall. We have very good systems to try and check on that. Of course, you know, you can't check it to the nth degree, but overall, we think that there's been very strong compliance, and, you know, the bigger groups that now are responsible in many instances, whether it be the Etsy's of the world or all the other ones that exist out there, we think they've done a nice job overall. So we're very pleased with that. And we feel like when you look at sales tax reports and these sellers growing by 20% year over year, you know that obviously they are collecting just a huge amount of money from people that are going online.
You are rolling out an identity protection PIN system for tax filers. How does that work?
Well, it's a very important protection. The IRS is doing something similar. I have the good fortune of serving on one of their advisory committees. And I know that they have a program, and the Department of Revenue has our own unique program. And the idea behind it is people can take an identity PIN, and that better protects them. It's an optional program at this point for individuals, but we strongly recommend it. We spend millions of dollars every year, Kate, in order to protect people's identities, in order to prevent the myriad kinds of fraud attempts that go on in the cyber world out there, where people are trying to steal people's refunds from their taxes. And
are you seeing a rise in identity theft and fraud?
There's definitely more attempts being made than ever before, and you know, so as a consequence, you know, if there's one thing people should remember from this conversation is, you know, they need to update their cyberware protection, and they need to make sure that they're doing everything they can to protect their identity. And that's where this identity PIN system, you know, really is a plus. So we would encourage people to look into it for their own personal well-being, and you know, businesses have this already. So but it's very important because the efforts are growing, and you know, we have to redouble our efforts every year to upgrade our software and add new checks and balances and systems in place in order to protect people's identity, which we take extremely seriously.
So you feel like you're trying to just stay one step ahead of this.
That's a perfect way to put it, Kate. We do feel like we're staying, you know, working hard to stay one step ahead of the fraudsters of the world.
Well, Secretary Barca, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. Always great to be on your show, Kate. And I know when I hear from friends and people out in the community, it seems like I get more responses when I'm on your show than any other show. So
appreciate it.
To be with you.
Peter Barca, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Ahead this hour, we meet the restaurant owner who has a robot buzzing around his Eau Claire Bistro.
The cost of this robot, it's about the same price as hiring, you know, a server.
News update is next here on the Ideas Network.